Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about the five things you should do in a WordPress Facebook group. A couple episodes back in episode 347, we told you what not to do. Today we're going to tell you what we think you should do. As Tim stated in our previous episode, he and I are both admins and moderators of several Facebook groups, WordPress Facebook groups, and so we get to see a lot of things that go on and stuff, and we think, we feel like we're kind of, you know, after several years of managing Facebook groups, somewhat of experts on what to do and what not to do. So today we're going to go over what to do.
Yeah. The first thing that you want to do, and this may seem obvious to some people, but there's a lot of people that don't do this, and that's be helpful. If people have questions and you have the answer to that question, don't be afraid to dive in and help out. You know, that's what makes Facebook groups so great, is no one is paid to be there for the most part. You know, I'm sure there are Facebook groups like that, but people are there, and it's usually members helping other members, people that are passionate about WordPress, or you know, Divi. You know, David and I are a part of the Divi Facebook groups, and so no one is paid to be there. People are helping out other people, so jump in and help out yourself. And that's what makes these Facebook groups so great, is people helping other people.
Fantastic. Next on our list is be positive and encouraging. Don't be mean. I don't know how to say it other than that. I mean, I hate that I actually have to say this, to be positive and encouraging, but you know, some people are just not nice people, you know, and they just want to be mean and rude and stuff. And if somebody asks a simple question that you know the answer to, and even if they ask it a million times, there's no reason to jump in there and do a search in the Facebook group. This question's been asked 5 million times. That person that's in that Facebook group may be brand new. They don't know. They don't know what protocol is in Facebook groups. So just don't be mean. Positive, encouraging. The amount of time that it took you to be rude, make a rude comment, you could have made the positive comment and helped the people and stuff and been a hero instead of a twit.
Yeah. And you also, you have to remember that everyone's at a different place in their journey. And we talked about this in 347, what not to do in a Facebook group is, don't belittle other members. And so the flip side of that is to be positive and encouraging, so that if someone is new, you're encouraging them and helping them along their journey, so that they'll stay excited and they won't feel discouraged, you know, with their WordPress journey. The next thing is don't be afraid to participate. I would say, you know, throwing out rough percentages here, that only maybe like 25% or 30% of the Facebook group's members are actually actively like commenting and asking questions and stuff like that. And then, you know, the majority are lurking. I'm kind of throwing out rough numbers here. I shouldn't say that, but a good percentage of Facebook group members are lurkers, and they're kind of absorbing info, and like, that's helpful. Okay. Yeah. And they're, you know, they're seeing posts, clicking on links, that sort of thing, but they're not participating. And you know, sometimes that's okay, but don't be afraid to jump in and answer questions and ask questions and everything. And sometimes it can kind of feel strange when you're like a part of a group, a global group, and there's people all over the world that you don't know, and it's strangers, and it might be uncomfortable. But once you get in and you start answering questions and helping out and stuff, you're like, wow, this is really cool. And you start to benefit from that community aspect that gives you all the feels. I don't know how else to say it besides that.
Awesome. Next thing you're going to want to do is don't be afraid to give away your quote unquote best secrets or advice. My experience over the years is, most people are not, what's the word I'm looking for, Tim? They're not action takers. They're not doers. You know, they're talkers. So even if you give away some of your stuff, most people aren't going to go do it. You know, there are going to be a very small percentage of people that are executors. There you go. The word is execution.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, most people aren't. You know, they hear great ideas, they have great ideas, but they really struggle with making those ideas come to fruition. So in saying that, don't be afraid to help people. You know, if one of your top secret advices on how to get clients is awesome, share that knowledge with people. It's gonna go a long way.
Yeah. And the last thing on our list of five things you should do in a WordPress Facebook group is assist the admins in reporting spam or people that are breaking the rules, whatever. As you know, David and I have mentioned, we're admins of multiple Facebook groups. Some of them have tens of thousands of members and, you know, only a handful of admins and moderators. So we can't physically see every single post that comes through. And so there are going to be the people that spam and come into the group just to post, you know, random links to, you know, Fiverr or random, you know, ThemeForest, the theme affiliate links, whatever. And so assist the, you know, don't assume that admins are going to see that and automatically remove it. Assist them reporting spam. Facebook groups have a cool feature where you can report it and then, you know, give a reason whether it's spam, whether it's inappropriate, whether it's breaking the rules, whatever. And that's going to help go a long way in keeping that Facebook group a positive environment where people are helping others and encouraging and giving advice and posting helpful resources and that sort of thing. And so, yeah, that's it.
Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic, my lessons from being a full-time digital nomad from the last 3 years. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.